Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for Jack Watts Live, broadcasting to you from the 10th floor of the We Believe Tower in majestic Midtown, overlooking the skyline of Buckhead, where there's not a cloud in the sky. It's a crisp fall day. The election is coming up soon. And we've got a lot to talk about because things just are not the way they appear to be, or at least I don't think so. It's a hard lesson that we're learning here, but I want to talk about it. I'm going to bring on my brother, Dick. Richard, are you on the line?
Yes, John, I am. Thank you for asking me, but I am on your line.
Very good. Very good. You know, there are some things that just are absolutely troubling me. And one of them is when you take a look at these polls, and I go to Real Clear Politics, they take everybody's and they combine them and they come up with averages and things like that. And of all of the things that are out there, it seems to me like they do the best job and the fairest job of trying to put some things together and let us know where we are. And in their battle for the White House, for the states that are for Obama, that are in his camp or probably being in his camp, he's got 247 electoral votes. All you need is 270. Mitt Romney has 191, and there are 100 toss-up states. Now, what that means is Romney's got to win all of the toss-up states, and Obama's just got to pull off one or two, and he's going to win it. And I just, for the life of me, do not understand how he can possibly be winning this election. It seems to me that it's so clear. He backed democracy in the Middle East and the great Muslim Brotherhood, which has now taken over Egypt, soon to take over Syria, I believe, Libya, and a couple of other countries. And what has it turned out to be? It's turned out to be radical Muslim, which the Muslim Brotherhood has a different name than Al-Qaeda, but their goals are so anti-American that it's like, what's the difference? And why are we sending money over there to these thugs? Our ambassador is murdered after he is sodomized repeatedly. And Obama, when he was told about it, went to bed for the night to go to sleep. Didn't bother to go to his intelligence briefing the day of the attack. 3 days earlier, when we were informed that there was going to be an attack on 9/11, the anniversary of 9/11, 11 years later, did nothing to shore up and take care of our ambassador. And now, days afterwards, they were talking about, well, this is just a spontaneous thing because of this reprehensible clip about Muhammad, which, by the way, I watched. Did you see it?
No, I have not seen it yet.
Well, it's all over, you know, YouTube, and so poorly done, I thought to myself, how could anybody take it seriously? It looked like something that was a Saturday Night Live skit from, you know, a channel that doesn't really do things very well. Just, it looks like something that high schoolers would put together like a spoof. The President of the United States, Secretary of State, went on and on and on. Jay Carney, the press secretary, downplaying that this was a 9/11 attack and a real attack by a formidable enemy. The whole Middle East is ablaze, all the way to Indonesia and Cambodia. How in the world, and Obama, after the attack, he still didn't go to his press, do his intelligence briefing. He's not present. Instead of meeting with the Prime Minister of Israel, he goes on the Letterman show. How can you take this man seriously? Now, to our enemies in the Middle East, they see an absentee president and one who goes on Pakistani TV with an ad apologizing for the video and just apologizing, period.
And just, speaking their language, too, wasn't he?
He was what?
Speaking their language.
Well, yeah, obviously the ad would have to be. Did he do it himself? I don't really know, to be honest with you. But
I thought I heard that he not only did it, but he did it in their perfect dialect, too.
Well, he speaks Indonesian. He speaks several of those languages, and that's not bad. That definitely is or can be a positive thing, but not when you're the President of the United States and you're apologizing when people are burning our flag, killing our people, invading our territorial space, which a consulate is, a U.S. embassy, any embassy in any country that, that belongs to that nation. It's their soil. That's the way that works. It's worked that way for hundreds of years. It's an important thing to have. How? Here's my question. How can the American people support a man like that, who's, this is what he is, is one of his great achievements, is that he is helping bring democracy to the Middle East? Well, I suppose in a sense it is democratic. He refers to these things as a bump in the road. Last time that we had an ambassador killed was when Jimmy Carter was president, 1979.
Hmm.
In 1980, America had so much of his weak leadership, Carter was soundly defeated by Reagan. Now, I'll grant you, Mitt Romney is not Ronald Reagan. But Barack Hussein Obama is not Jimmy Carter either. I didn't think you could be a worse president than Jimmy Carter. But Barack Obama has certainly in spades gone out there and done so. And yet, the polls are showing that he's winning all over the place. Gallup tracking has him up by 2 points today. Rasmussen has him up by one. He's winning Colorado by 6. They have him winning North Carolina by 4. Nevada by 7. Iowa by 7. Florida by 5. Michigan by 12. Wisconsin by 12. Pennsylvania by 8. Minnesota by 8.
Wasn't Jimmy Carter ahead in all of the polls, too?
Is, well, you know what? They've actually got Warren ahead of Scott Brown by 2.6% in Massachusetts.
Well, in Massachusetts up here, they have Scott Brown up by 6 points. So who you want to listen to? And didn't they have Jimmy Carter ahead of Reagan in the polls back when, too?
They did. There were times when he was. And I do know, without a doubt, that the national media is completely backing Obama regardless of his performance. We've talked about it, about the national, when it comes to the economy. It's no better. The $16 trillion mark. Our trillion mark in debt has come and passed, and we're just clicking on toward 17. It's going to be quite a while before that happens, another year. In American history, the whole history of the nation, we have had 81 months where there has been unemployment over 8% in our entire history. 81 months. That's not bad for a country that's been around 235 years. Now,
how many of those were Obama months?
41 and counting.
So more than half.
Yeah. Maybe 43, but once it went over the 8, he's never got it down. They put up these little things, well, President Obama, you know, there have been so many months in a row where there have been additional jobs put into, well, some jobs are created, but more are lost. And the problem is, he can't keep up with it. There are literally less jobs now than there were when he was elected 4 years ago in total number of jobs by about 250,000. You say, well, that's not that bad. You're right, except that there's another 5 million people. When you factor in another 5 million people, it's a big deal. How, my question is this. The debt's there. The unemployment's there. The massive regulation is there. The new taxes that are just hovering over us are there from Obamacare and going to come about in the next 5 months. The Middle East is ablaze. He's systematically dismantling the military. How can people be for him? What are the things that I don't get it? I don't understand how this election could even be close. Are people just not paying attention? Now, I know this. In 2008, he dominated the social media. But he isn't now. You go to Facebook and Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest. They're all filled with things about what is going on from just average citizens like you and me. Because we don't want to have happen to us again what happened to us the last time. Now, you know, I put up numerous posts about Barack Obama and what he's doing, what he has done. Some of the things that are extremely unethical. And I've had people just soundly criticize me as a racist for doing so. I think that's interesting, since on my blog, Pushing Jesus, it's read in 90 different countries. And there aren't 90 countries that are white. It's read all over the world, and I'm thrilled that it is. But it seems kind of interesting that because I'm criticizing Barack Obama, that's the name that I'm called. And it isn't true. It isn't fair. But rather than answer the questions that I raise, people want to...
The perfect excuse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Call you a racist.
Yeah. Now, the question I ask, why is this race close? How can it be? Now, is it that Romney is so unappealing and so unexciting that people say, well, he's not any better and I'll just stick with the one we've got? But to discount this huge deficit and the unemployment and the fact that, this economy was a lot worse than we thought it was going to be and nobody could fix it in one term. Well, there's nothing that indicates that he's fixing anything.
Or that he can fix it in another term.
Exactly. I mean, if he were president for the next 50 years, which he'd love, I don't think he'd fix it. I mean, they don't have a budget.
Hmm.
He hasn't operated under a budget since the first year he did operate under a budget, but that's because it was the one left to him by George Bush.
Hmm.
He's had none since, and there's none for the next president. What he sends to the Congress for them to pass, he can't get one congressman or senator to affirm it. Not one. Not even Harry Reid.
They don't want to get caught up on those coattails of his over that.
Well, Harry Reid just won his seat. He doesn't have to worry about anything for another 5 years. But he didn't vote for it. Neither did Pelosi. Or Waxman. None of them. Why does his popularity remain high? My thought is this. We have a large segment of the population that willfully believes whatever he says, regardless of what it is, regardless of how ridiculous it is. If he says it, they just go along with it. you remember when we were kids and people would criticize Catholicism? This is before Vatican II, because it's like, well, whatever the Pope says, everybody just goes along with it, regardless of what it is, and nobody thinks for themselves. That was the criticism of Catholicism back then when it was a spiritual thing. They're doing the same thing almost religiously with Barack Hussein Obama. And it isn't going to change. And there's zero chance, in my estimation, of influencing any of the people who look at him with stars in their eyes. It very much reminds me of a religious cult in the way that they are following him.
But how many of these people that do that, do you believe, if when it comes to voting, how many of them, percentage-wise, do you think actually vote? I got a feeling that a lot of these people just think, well, he's going to win, so maybe they won't vote.
I wonder about that. I think that honestly, some of these polls, they're weighting the Democrats that they're polling heavier than the Republicans.
I agree.
Based on they're basing it kind of like on the enthusiasm that was expressed in 2008 before we had 4 years of Obama's failed leadership, when it was just like, yes, we can. And, oh, wasn't it wonderful? And, Obama was going to, he was going to
he was our salvation.
Muslims, and, and since he had a background with them, they were going to listen to him, and they'd be wonderful and peaceful, and Islam's a religion of peace, and yada, yada, yada. 4 years later, the Middle East is ablaze. Israel has been essentially cast aside by Obama. While Iran is close to building that nuke. And Ahmadinejad is addressing the UN General Assembly on Wednesday, which is Yom Kippur, the holiest day in the Jewish calendar. And this is not coincidental.
No.
This is something that is, squarely the UN being anti-Israel. And really, the United States, we have essentially abandoned our ally, not because the people want that, but because that's what the administration is calling for. We've got trouble. And what does Obama call them? Bump in the road.
Yeah.
Worst of all, Romney isn't sealing the deal with the American people because he isn't being that strong. All of the, wasn't that terrible that, this 47% that he said, well, it was true.
Well, it's just stating a fact.
Half the people don't pay income tax. It's too many. One out of every six is in poverty.
Too many.
He's the food king, the food stamp president. We've added 15 million to where it's in the high 40s of million, 46 to close to 47 million in a nation with 310 million people. That's a lot of people who are getting food stamps, and they're able to buy alcohol and tobacco and
lottery.
Oh, I hadn't even thought of that. They can buy lottery tickets with it?
They do, because these people will take anything as it relates to money and buy a lottery
ticket. Well, I knew they could get a tattoo.
Yeah.
And now we have a flag that has Obama's face on it, which is idolatrous. So we got them troubled. And the American people are not paying attention. There's 43 days left until the election. I don't know what can be done. It seems to me as if there's just a lot of this stuff that's just really passed by. What do you think? Do you think that there's any, I don't mean to want to be pessimistic about it. It isn't pessimism, it's puzzlement. I just don't see how this works. It just doesn't make sense to me. And
we don't. We know when the first debate is.
You know, their whole thing is that, well, you know, if they say Obama's going to win, it's going to discourage people, you know, to vote against him. They'll just stay home and not vote. I don't think that there's a chance in the world that you could get people who know what's going on to not go to the polls. I live in Georgia. If I thought only 10 people were going to vote against Obama and everybody else would vote for him, I would still go to the poll in the rain, in the snow, regardless, and vote against him, because I do not believe he is good for the United States of America. I know he isn't good for the United States of America.
He hasn't in 3.5 years been good for us.
Yeah. We've got this new prime minister in Egypt, Corsi, saying, well, the American people need to change their freedom of speech to be more sensitive to Muslims.
Yeah.
And so what does Obama do? He apologizes for it. It is the most galling thing imaginable for the United States to have a president that bows to a Saudi leader and that apologizes to Arabs for free speech of America.
Yeah.
It's disgraceful, and I want to tell you something. I can't even see straight when I think about that one. It is so infuriating. Do you think that there is anybody that agrees with that? Even the liberals believe that we should have free speech. They do it all the time. They don't want us to have free speech, but they sure want them to have free speech. What do you think?
There's too many people out there that have absolutely no idea what's going on around them. And it's a pile of sheep that are just following him and have no idea that where he's bringing them is to a cliff. And off they go.
Just like the lemming. Well,
yeah.
You know, here's my suggestion. We're out of time. But those who believe as we do, my suggestion is that you tell everybody, make sure you vote. And if you know people that are in swing states like Ohio and Florida and Colorado and Iowa, make sure to tell them that they need to go vote. And that's all the time we've got. We'll talk tomorrow because we've got more to say about this. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.